obviously, let's go to Colossians chapter 2. And it says in the NIV, freedom from human regulations through life with Christ. And you'll find that at the heading just before verse 6 in the Amplified. It's not there. And it says, so then, just as you receive Christ, which is anointed, Jesus, as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions and the basic principles of this world, rather than on the anointed or the anointing. And I want to stop there for a moment, because I pondered on that, and I went into the realm of the Spirit a couple times, kept coming back. Lord, there's a missing link here, or a deception in the mind, and even in my mind, about the totality of Christ as in Christ. We are in Christ. But what does that mean? What is it implying? You're not all alone. Tonight, as I was praying for an individual, I saw a dozen eggs. Now, you say, that's kind of cuckoo. Well, I saw a dozen eggs. I saw it just like it was clear in front of me. And the word was, if you take the outer shell, you can make an omelet. If you mix them together. It doesn't matter this outer shell, what it is, color, texture, colors, you know, whatever. Might be deformed, might be a big egg, a small egg, but they all have a yolk. When you mix them together and you cook them, is there an argument about which is which? Is there a worthwhile reference to the outer shell that's going to hold up any value? And that kind of brought another level, because I just couldn't put this message together. But he did say to me that if I go to Ephesians 5, and I don't want to go there now, but you can, that the church, okay, is really the husband relationship to the wife, which is what we began this whole service with. You are the bride of Christ, and he is the anointed man, corporate bride. He, the anointed one. You're married to him. Now, when we see that we're all individuals and trying to argue about which one is the better egg out of the dozen, kind of dumb. Because you're going to get whipped together.
Scrambled.
You know, and when I got that vision, it says, because I said to the Lord, I have no clue what we're going to come out of my mouth tonight, but you better fill it, because that's your job. And he did. He filled it with a vision. I saw that dozen eggs just clear as a bell. Why? Because it's the message of the corporate church. When we are been whisked together, is it going to be important where the outer garment was? No. Will we be able to feed many? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's go back a little bit more here on verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive. captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depend on human traditions or the conditions of one egg versus the conditions of the other egg, the color of one or the type of another. This one came from a red chicken, that one came from a gray chicken. Did you get it? You're so special because my heritage is better than yours. Dumb, stupid. Okay? And the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, I love this part, verse 9. Don't ever forget verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. In that omelet, the fullness of God will be visible. Put it in the oven, bake it. It's going to what? It's going to cook and it's going to rise with power. It's going to feed even more, maybe have a little bit of different taste. But do you understand? In Christ, all the fullness of deity lives. Now, I always used to read that and say, in Jesus Christ. But that's not what it means. It means in Christ, in the corporate bride. The corporate bride will have the fullness of God. The fullness of God will be working through her. You say, are we there yet? Well, when we stop arguing about which egg is better than the other, what do you think is going to happen? Are you ready to get cracked open? I pray you are. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ. Who is the head over every power and authority. 11. In him you were also circumcised. Woo-hoo! For the guys, that's a little tough. In the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men. In other words, the problem with the church is because they're trying to cut each other up and get rid of the flesh and they're not succeeding. How many have been to a church where they give you so many commands that you just walk out of there with all kinds of thought patterns and guilt and condemnation, and I'll never be a good Christian because I can't perform with all these rules and regulations. Put your hand up if you've been there. Thank you. See, the Holy Spirit is saying that he is going to circumcise us. When we're in that anointing, he is going to circumcise. He's going to cut away the fleshy part of you and me, which is really the outer shell of the egg. Look at your neighbor and say, you're a good-looking egg, but watch out. You will get cracked open. God's going to make you and me look like his bride. We might go in the oven soon. And it'll be okay. Hallelujah. Again, 11. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ, done by the anointing. Sounds like a tongue twister, doesn't it? But in reality, think about what I'm trying to give you an understanding of. When God gets done with his bride, she's not going to look like the bunch of eggs that we are now. All of these eggs are going to be the same, mixed together. Can you unscramble an egg? Why? Got to be done by the hand of God, because you could never do it. Could you? Did you ever drop an egg and see it splat? Try to pick it up? It's kind of hard. What's God's?
And it runs away.
It runs away. I like that. I like that. Okay. Verse 12. Having been buried with him in baptism, which is already done, and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. Your faith in the power of God. So when he takes that omelet and he starts feeding the nations, what's going to be happening? The bridegroom is going to be glorified. Got it? And I kept asking the Lord. I said, you know, some will not want to get into that omelet.
They'll run.
But I guarantee you, those who are submissive will be like Jesus. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus didn't do anything to please himself. He only did to please the Father. And the Father's ultimate plan was not always pleasant to his thought patterns. Think about the words that he gave to his Father when he was going into the garden. Are you sure, Father, that there's no other way? That this has got to be what you have showed me? And if there is another way, would you show it to me? Does that sound like a happy camper about going to the cross? Did he have a vision of it before? I believe he had a snap vision, not a complete vision. I believe he had a percentage of knowing that if he trusted Papa, like he had, everything would come out fine. But he was going to need an awful lot of grace. Go ahead.
I think, not lately, but I have thought about that whole garden.
Uh-huh.
And I often think, like God does with us and doesn't show us everything. I really believe that had the Father shown him everything from beginning to end, he absolutely couldn't have done it.
He couldn't have done it. No. Yeah, I think he chose, like, yes, Lord. And 1 second after the other, he had to say, yes, Lord. And yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, do it no matter what. Don't listen to my mouth right now. My mouth is going in the wrong direction. My emotions are terrible. When you're in terrible pain and you're screaming and help, 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 where are you? Gail, where are you? You're saying, yes, Lord, do it, but pour in more mercy and grace because I'm about to snap. I'm about to crack. And he's saying, I'm going to crack and break your egg and mix you with the others. Ah. Going to be a challenge. A lot will not allow the second breaking. They will just feel a little bit of the crack and they're going to run like crazy and leak right out. The shell will stay intact. You know? And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to tell you we're going to be doing just like him. Yes, Lord, do it. No matter what. I'm going to praise you anyway. What I shared with you a few weeks ago or a few days back about my leg, and when it was all said and done, I could have been gone home. In just a few hours, I could have been home with him. But I kept saying, God, let your plan unfold, because I didn't know what I wanted. The pain was so intense, even with the drugs. You know? My neighbor, and she asked her daughter to call her husband because she wanted to talk to him to say her goodbyes. She knew what was coming. Not stupid. Doris was a very bright woman. And she made sure. And I said to Donna, all right, I'll take your dad down. I'll be down in a few minutes. Just give me the time to just find him first and get him in the car, and off we went. Now, did she know the fullness of what was coming? Yes. Does she know all of that it would entail? Absolutely not. I believe all of us when the final situation comes to be, we will be just like Jesus, saying, yes, Lord, I trust you. Yes, Lord, I don't understand. Just keep on going. Get whatever you have to do. Do whatever you have to do. Circumcise me afresh. Break the yoke. Do whatever you have to do, but finish it, so that I will be with you. But now, as far as in the church, I believe that he is letting us know in Ephesians 5, he is the bridegroom, and we are his bride, and he's really talking in Ephesians 5 about the bride and his church, which is his church, and the bridegroom, giving instructions of how it's going to happen. You say, I'm not quite catching on. To be very truthful, have I got it all put together? No. But I am trying to understand that this delusion that has been in us is definitely going to be washed away by the blood of the Lamb. He's going to continue washing away deception so that we don't stay deceived. You can be deceived, but you can cry out to stay, please circumcise the flesh, get rid of it, so that I'll understand what you're trying to do with me. And to be honest, we need his help. We just cannot do it without him. It also says that in the scriptures that the angels of the Lord came to minister to Jesus so that he would not die prematurely. In other words, there was a set moment in time, and the angels fortified and strengthened his body so that he would make it to that finish line. And I believe he will do exactly the same for each of us until everything is completed. Everything that needed to be put in together will be placed together for God to have his glory out of his church. Because so far his church is not a very pretty picture. It's not really his church, it's man's church. Got it? You can see by the fruit.